flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
My man, Sammy Hagar, you hear I can't drive 55. You know we're talking about something fast, and it is big weekend out at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And we're going to be back there talking, hopefully, to Brandon coming up next month.
Yeah, for the Ambetter 400.
That weekend gets going again here, but we welcome friend of the show, and just hopefully he's had a wonderful 2025 so far, got through the holidays and didn't get his house buried with snow.
Well, the track was, though. There's some great pictures here on social media. But, Brandon, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Brandon Hutchison, Land Motor Speedway. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great this morning, guys. Thank you all so much for having me. You know, I always wondered why Sammy Hagar had one foot on the brake. Why would you have one foot on the brake? You just got to have your foot on the gas and go, go, go. Just like we're going to be doing in 29 days for the Ambetter Health 400 race weekend, guys.
This guy's the best. He is literally the best. Walk right in, because I was going to ask him, this is a big weekend. It's, what, the 11th year in a row where this has all happened on the same? You can plan your calendar by this race weekend, right?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we do. We have the 11th year of the doubleheader. We've got the Freight Racing 208 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race and the Bennett Transportation and Logistics 250 doubleheader on Saturday. And don't forget, guys, kids are absolutely free on Saturday. And when we're done racing, we're not done partying. We get the party kicked up in the Peach Pit on Saturday after the doubleheader. Mechanical Bull, laser light shows, fireworks shows, cornhole tournaments. Guys, as always, we're trying to pack as much entertainment into a race weekend as we possibly can.
The fan experience, second to none at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Pleased to be joined by Brandon Hutchison this morning. Brandon, first of all, you have something going on in just a few hours there at AMS. Tell people what's happening. They can come out there today.
Absolutely, Sam. I tell you, the Ambetter Health 400 race week wasn't enough, so we decided to morph it into about a month, and we get started today. From 11 to 3, we've got an absolutely free open house. Fans can come on out. We're going to be in Club 1. We've got games, prizes, and listen, we're only 1 year removed from the three-wide 7/1,000th of a second finish at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And none other than Daniel Suarez is going to be there today. He won that race. He's going to be there telling us all about it. Fans can come out, talk to Daniel, maybe get an autograph or two. And it's all free, guys, so it's going to be a big time.
I got a new name. He just teed it up. And, Brandon, you're welcome to this. Get some bumper stickers, you know, made or whatever. This is officially, we are officially in AMS race season.
Ooh.
That's exactly right.
We need to trademark this and have T-shirts that come out today, and they're good through the Ambetter 400, like the holiday season.
That's exactly right, man. You're good at this. Greg.
my present to you, buddy.
Listen, you guys are two of my favorite to talk to. When they told me I was calling in this morning, I knew it would be Sam and Greg. And listen, I just appreciate it, man. We've got so much going on. You guys know people work real hard for their money, and they choose where to spend it. If they choose to spend it at Atlanta Motor Speedway, our staff wants to make sure they get as much bang for their buck as they're going to get anywhere else, guys. And like I said, kids are free on Saturday for the doubleheader. Kids are only $10 for the Ambetter Health 400. That's the best race car drivers in the world, and you can come see it in Atlanta for less than a matinee movie, guys.
Wow. Think about that. Absolutely. Folks, I'm talking with Brandon Hutchison for Atlanta Motor Speedway. They are social. You can find them at ATL Motor SPDWY at ATL Motor SPDWY. I'm going back to the 10th of this month, Brandon, and we've seen Atlanta Motor Speedway a lot of different ways, but to see it covered with this blanket of snow, they posted some wonderful pictures. I don't know if you went out there. Who took these photos? Because they're great, but it's a way that we never get to see AMS, and it's completely covered with snow.
You know, you're not going to believe this, Sam, but I was in Montana looking at 4 feet of snow, flying home on the 10th. We were flying home that day, and we got home. Luckily, we got home. We were like the last flight in. And it's amazing. We came from 4 feet of snow to like 6 inches of snow, and we were like kids in a candy store. It was so exciting. You know, our marketing, our social team does great capturing images and photos to share it with our fans. And I thought the same thing. Those pictures were beautiful. I wanted to get my skis on and go out there and see if we could get behind the pace car and do a little. So you talk about social, that would have been pretty cool. I heard they were doing it in Indianapolis, and Greg Walter even wanted to do it in Charlotte, but I don't know that happened. But no, it was really cool. And then who'd have thunk it? Just this last week, we got snow twice in a month in the state of Georgia. But hey, it's all getting out of here. It's going to warm up today for the open house at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Hopefully your listeners will come out and join us, because just like the Ambetter Health 400 race weekend, we've got a bunch in store for today, and we know it's going to be a lot of fun.
You got some cars going to be on the track today at all?
Absolutely. At 2 o'clock, we've got Legends and Bandolero racing on our Thunder Ring quarter-mile track. And, you know, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, Austin Hill, so many of the drivers in NASCAR today grew up racing on that quarter mile. So we're going to have some exciting racing today. As I said, we've got Daniel Suarez at the track today. Tons of games and prizes, and fans can go into the grandstands and pick out a seat that works best for them. They can go into the campgrounds and maybe pick a campsite if it's still available. Maybe pick a campsite that's right for them so they can spend the entire race week with us when we come back in just 29 days. Because, guys, as y'all know, when cars aren't on track, we try to make sure we've got something going on to entertain our fans every minute of every day. So if you camp with us, it's a big party all week. And listen, don't let the word party scare you off. If you're wanting to come and party, you can do it. If you're a family and you just want to come chill and have a little bit of downtime for the weekend, you can do that in our campgrounds too. We try to make sure we have something for everybody.
All right, listen, we always tell people to go to the website. We do our best to let them know that, as you just said, there's something going on all the time. It's not about race weekends. You have something, it seems like 24-7, well, not 24-7, but 365 days a year going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to ask you, Brandon, because we talk so much about the events, but you get out there and you talk to the fans. Your staff gets out and talks to the fans. What are some of the things that you guys hear from your fans out there that they enjoy that we can pass on to our audience? They may not know the perceptions, whatever. What is it that you regularly hear? Some of the things that you think that they should know about?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, one of my favorite things race weekend is getting out and engaging with the fans. I tell our team all the time, I want to be very intentional about how we treat our customers and about how we make sure that they have the level of entertainment that they expect when they come to Atlanta Motor Speedway. And the best way to figure all that out is to talk to them. So we do a lot of engaging race weekend. We do a survey after the race so fans can tell us what they like, but even more so, maybe what we can tweak a little bit to make their experience better. And as you guys know, we're always trying to do new, special, and different. For goodness sakes, we're going to have sea lions in the fan zone in just about a month. So
what?
Well,
hey,
we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. But no, guys, it is the vibe. It's the intentional nature of how we operate that we hear the most about. Our fans love that we're trying different things, that we're out and about with the fans. We've got the Thor Camper Appreciation Party on Friday, which we just started about 2 years ago, that the fans love. We've got the party in the Peach Pit that we talked about that's free for the fans. So the fans just like that when cars aren't on track at Atlanta Motor Speedway, we've got something going on that can have a lasting impact on their race weekend.
Yeah, and I'm looking at something that people can experience today, a banking simulator. I never seen this before. But if people come out, they're going to get a chance to experience
walk up
this.
What it's like to walk up the banks there, high banks, yeah.
Talk a little bit about
that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, again, we've got a mock flag stand so people can stand in what is the flag stand and wave the green flags to simulate starting a race. And we took it a step further and built a mock banking. So 28 degrees doesn't sound like a lot, but let me tell you guys, 28 degrees is extremely steep. We went from 24 to 28 degrees in our banking 3 years ago now, and it changed the entire dynamic of racing at Atlanta Motor Speedway. So we want our fans to have an opportunity to really come and see firsthand what 28 degrees looks like and feels like. So our fans will be able to come on out and take a step up the high banks of Atlanta Motor Speedway and experience just what it feels like.
And I have done that, and it is crazy trying to walk up. It's not the walk up. It's when you look going down, trying to get down there. I sat down, and I just kind of scooched down because I figured I was going to fall and roll over. It is amazing. You just don't have the perception until you get out there, and Atlanta Motor Speedway offers you that. It's great that Brandon will sit and talk about, I want to hear what y'all think of what we're doing out here.
Yeah.
You can't do that with other professional sports.
It's true. That's
you know what I mean?
You know, it's funny, Greg. I guarantee you right now there are people listening to us thinking, you know what? He's right. I've done that. And I got up real easy, but I started to come down, and it was a different story.
Nope.
I tell people all the time, you better be careful coming down because it's steeper than it looks.
Yep. Fantastic. You mentioned Joey Logano. He's the guy on top. I mean, you feel like he comes back here. And, of course, he was able to get his first win here a while back. But thoughts about him and really the season as we get ready to focus on Daytona here in just a few days.
I've known Joey Logano since he was a young lad, and I can tell you, since I met him, he was always one of the best race car drivers I had ever seen behind the wheel, and that's coming at like 8 years old. You just knew it. So would I count him out at Atlanta Motor Speedway in 29 days? Absolutely not. Of course, now that we race like a super speedway, it's almost anybody's guess at who will come across the start-finish line first. But I tell you, the dude that's going to be there today, Daniel Suarez, has figured something out at Atlanta Motor Speedway, the new Atlanta Motor Speedway, and yep. He's always real strong. As we said, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott is real strong at the new Atlanta as well. But I don't really care who wins, guys. I'm excited about the season. I can't believe that next week we get started at Bowman Gray, and then we go to Daytona, and then we go to Atlanta. Think of being a crew chief, having to figure out the first 3 weeks of the NASCAR season. It's It's got to be some sleepless nights, but what that means for the fans is it's going to be an exciting season. I can't wait for it to get started. I'm always excited about opening our doors and inviting people to Atlanta Motor Speedway, and I get to do that in just about a month. So it's excitement season. It's racing season at Atlanta Motor Speedway. It's excitement season for the team at Atlanta Motor Speedway as well. We've been working real hard for about a year getting ready for the Ambetter Health 400 race week, and it's here, guys.
Yeah, and we will be hopefully talking to you just before that race happens. But listen, let's make it official. No, today is the beginning of AMS racing season. Get them T-shirts out and about, and let's provide another revenue stream for you. But listen, as always, you get us worked up, and we can't wait for our next trip out there. And for those folks listening to us, do yourself a favor. You know, it's here in town. You're sleeping on it if you don't get a chance to get on out there.
Yep. Go check it out today.
It is our job to talk about it. It's my job to promote it. But let me tell you, I am so thankful for your listeners who will choose to come out today, who will choose to come out with their families in a month. That's what it's all about. We work for the race fan, and hopefully as many fans as possible will get to experience the Ambetter Health 400 race week at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Racing season starts today. Atlanta Motor Speedway has two races a year. It's in your backyard.
Yeah, it is.
Come and see us. Go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com. Check out our website. Find a price point that works for you and your family. Come on out and see us. I promise you, if you choose to come out, you're going to have a big time.
Yeah, you are. You are. Brandon Hutchison, you're the best, buddy. Enjoy your weekend, and we look forward to having you back on.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you so much, Sam, Greg. You guys are the best. Thank you for the time. I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.